Joining us now from the city of Dundas, it's the city administrator, Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure.
You had a council meeting last night at the Palatial Council Chambers in the new Dundas City Hall. A number of topics were addressed, of course, last night. But I want to start off by talking with this item that Northfield has been dealing with as well and communities in the area. And that is some commercial industrial development along the interstate corridor, I-35 corridor. I think Bridgewater is kind of spearheading the charge with this, but they won't be able to do it alone, obviously, and the businesses. They'll need some help from counties and the cities. And give us what was discussed last night.
So representatives from Bridgewater Township and Forest Township have come to each of the cities in the county, including Faribault, Northfield, and Dundas, to review their plans for rezoning a large swath of property along 35 and County Road 1 to what they term rural industrial or commercial industrial, a development district out there. And there's also 400 and some acres within Bridgewater Township alone that they have rezoned to that same commercial industrial zoning classification. And they have worked with, in partnership with the county, Rice County, to do this. So from the city's perspective, our concern is that this commercial industrial development is taking place in, you know, a township, which is traditionally considered a rural agricultural area. And there's a concern on the city's parts that large-scale development, which means water and sewer and the infrastructure that goes along with that, is going to be forced onto the cities. And so each of the cities, Faribault, Northfield, and now Dundas, have adopted this position statement opposing this development because we feel it's better suited within the municipal urban service area, if you will, of either Faribault or Northfield or Dundas, just because the infrastructure is already there and already provided.
Do we have any indication now of what the cost of the infrastructure to reach out there? Are we to the point where there's been a study or anything on that?
No, there is not. There has not been a study. The development group with Bridgewater and Forest Township has hired Stantec Engineering, and they are conducting a study right now to see how they might be able to handle the sewer infrastructure out at that property on 35.
We'll need to have somebody from Bridgewater come in to talk about that, because I don't, it just seems like an odd request. Hey, we wanted our township to build some development out by the interstate, but we're going to require that you hook up your infrastructure. What's in it for the cities? I don't see a positive aspect of this that for Northfield or Faribault or Dundas that would be a positive. Would it be tax dollars, revenue from somewhere?
Well, it would be a very large expense on the part of any of the cities to extend infrastructure out there. And, of course, they can charge user fees, you know, on the back end of that. But that payback over time takes a really long time. I mean, I'm talking 100 years.
Ooh.
So it's not... It's not a quick payback by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll I guess see where that goes.
Right.
Let's move on to the next topic. The Dundas Dukes and their ballpark were on the agenda last night as they prepare for their regular season and hosting the state championships a little bit later on this year. They've done a lot of work with that. What was the topic last night, and how did the council get involved with this?
So the city and the Dundas Baseball Association have had a written agreement in place for the past few years. And the terms of that have changed a little bit in the past 3 years in the sense that we've changed, you know, it's pretty minor, kind of the way that we operate as a city with respect to the Dundas Baseball Association. And the city's auditors advised us to make those changes to make it very clear and transparent to everybody. And so the Dundas Baseball Association has sought nonprofit status, 501c3 status, so that they can operate, obviously, as a nonprofit entity and keep doing what they've always been doing. So the Baseball Association changed its name, applied for nonprofit status with the IRS. They changed their name to the Dundas Community Ballpark Project. And so we needed to change our agreement with them just to reflect that. And that's all it was. We made some minor adjustments to the agreement, but everything stays the same.
Now, the Dukes were never a 501c3 before?
They are, no, they were not a 501c3 before.
They were different type of nonprofit, but they've always been a nonprofit.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You've had a couple of surveys, park surveys and business surveys that you got to look at last night. Tell us about those.
Right. So the EDA met prior to the city council, and they reviewed the results of the business survey. And that survey went out to about 50 Dundas businesses, and we got about 23 responses, so a pretty good response rate. And it was just kind of to establish a benchmark, if you will, for now and then looking into the future, and just got basic information, asked basic questions about businesses, you know, how many employees they have, if the owner of the business lives in Dundas or lives somewhere else, where they find their employees, kind of their vision for the next maybe 3 to 5 years. And then, of course, we offered to come in and talk to any of the businesses that were interested, or if they had any follow-up questions, you know, we encourage that. And so I'll be reaching out to those handful of businesses that, you know, would be interested in further conversations with the city about what things the EDA might be able to provide them.
All right. And those conversations, are we talking probably this spring or early summer sometime?
Yes.
Okay, in the near future.
The near future.
All right.
And then the city council reviewed the results of the park survey. And I talked about this with you previously. We sent out a postcard to every resident in town with a QR code on it where they could link to a survey online. And the focus of the survey was really the Tower Park area up in Bridgewater Heights. It's, you know, besides the ice rink and the warming house up there, it's open space at this point. There's no playground equipment. There's no, you know, other active use of that park. And then broadly, you know, what is the community really looking for in its park system? And we got about 83 responses, so we feel pretty good about that response rate. It was our first time using a postcard with a QR code online survey, so we know it was a little bit different. People are really enthusiastic and supportive of sidewalks and trails and making those trail connections throughout the community. So we'll be looking at that as we plan our capital improvement program out 5 years. What trail connections can we complete and make so we make Dundas a very walkable community?
All right. All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. It's much appreciated. We'll look forward to talking to you in May.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll may like weather.
Like maybe sunny, maybe above 40.
No promises. No promises.
Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to the 195.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We'll be back with Kathy Osterman coming up next.
Getting ready to move is never easy. Many times you or your loved ones have been in the same home for many years. Northfield Retirement Community seeks to make our newest residents feel right at home as soon as possible. We have helpful staff ready to work with you every step of the way. NRC is committed to the safety of our residents, both new and existing. Give us a call when you're ready for a visit or review all of our living options at northfieldretirement.org. Northfield Retirement Community, innovation, choice, tradition.
We just had the first hailstorm of the year. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home, please give Capital Construction a call. They will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was the 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Call them at 952-222-4004. Or find them at capitalmn.com. You could also search Capital Construction on Facebook.
Did you know Three Links has served aging adults in the Northfield area for more than 122 years? Three Links offers a complete continuum of care for aging adults, including home care, respite care, independent living, rehabilitative therapies, assisted living, memory care, and more. Contact us to find out what services and living options are right for you or your loved one. Visit threelinks.org for more information.
Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. Just want to give you a quick update on our projects. We have projects in Cannon River Valley Estates, in Dundas, Hills of Spring Creek, in Northfield, Pete's Hill, and Elko, and then a new project we're just starting in Bluffview. It's still a great time to build. You might find that building a new house would offer more value than anything else in this marketplace right now. So give us a call today, and we can sit down and tell you about it.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call,